Why is my poo brown, and how do you know if it's healthy? Let's find out. Welcome to 9 Minutes to Better Health, a podcast series that breaks down real science for you to use in your daily life. G'day, I'm Dr. Nick Fuller. I'm an obesity expert from the University of Sydney and RPA Hospital. The truth about obesity is it's a multifaceted problem. And on 9 Minutes to Better Health, I arm you with the science that you can use every day to answer important questions. Each podcast, I will tackle the latest research on interesting health and wellness subjects. I'll chat about topics like, do weight loss pills work? Is it okay to have full-fat dairy? Is it bad to have dinner late at night? But let's get back to today's podcast. Why is my poo brown? And how do you know when it's healthy? This is a great topic today and one that is important to discuss because many of you listening probably struggle with your bowel movements and it's often a result of poor lifestyle choices. It's also a topic that we often don't like to talk about. Poo, also known as stool or feces, is a normal part of the digestive process. Your poo consists of waste products that are being eliminated from the body. It will include undigested food particles, bacteria, salts and other substances. But why is it brown? The short answer is because of a chemical known as stercobilin, which is a product from the breakdown of your red blood cells. I'll take you on a deep dive into the literature to explain the fun science behind all of this. And make sure to stick around to the end as I'll provide 3 simple tips for improving your gut health. To answer today's podcast topic in detail, I refer back to my days in the lab learning biochemistry. I also dig up an old paper from the Journal of the Chemical Society, which you'll find in the show notes. 3/4 of your poo consists of water, and most of the rest is food your body didn't digest. It either doesn't need it, or your body can't absorb it all. So visualize this. After you eat food, it passes down your esophagus, into your stomach, and through your intestines. And after it's done all of this, and moves out of your digestive tract, your poo is a shade of brown, regardless of the appearance of whatever you had to eat or drink, because it contains a chemical your body makes. That chemical, stercobilin, is a product of the breakdown of hemoglobin. And hemoglobin is an iron-containing protein in red blood cells that allows oxygen to be transported around the body. Without stercobilin, your poo would look pale or even white. And despite what you might be thinking, it still wouldn't look the same color of the food you've just eaten. That's because the chemicals that give food many different colours are completely broken down in the digestive process. To dig even deeper into this science, let's go back a few more steps. Now I want you to picture this. Red blood cells live for about 120 days or 3 months before they are eventually recycled and replaced. As the hemoglobin they contain breaks down, a yellow protein called bilirubin gets produced. Bilirubin eventually makes its way to the liver through the body and is modified and then secreted into the small intestine by the liver in the form of bile. Bile is a yellow-green fluid floating around your body, helping your body digest and absorb fats. While your body does absorb and reuse some of this bilirubin as the food you're digesting moves through the small intestine, the rest of that bilirubin becomes stercobilin, which your body must dispose of. And that stercobilin gets combined with the stuff you're processing, making your poo brown by the time it exits your body. So now you know why it's brown, but how do you know when it's healthy? For this, I bring up the Bristol Stool Chart. This is a medical aid designed to classify your poo into 7 categories, and it's a great tool to look up yourself. It covers everything from the pellets or the nuts you might be passing to the watery diarrhea you might be experiencing. So what should it look like? How do you know if it's normal looking? There are 6 key characteristics. The first one is colour. It should be medium to dark brown. As you've just learnt, this is because it contains stercobilin, which forms when red blood cells break down. 2, it should be strong smelling. Bacteria in your poo emit gases that contain the unpleasant odour associated with poo. 3, it should be pain-free to pass. A healthy bowel movement should be painless and require minimal strain. 4, it should be soft to firm in texture. Now, I'm not telling you to reach into the toilet to test it, but poo that is passed in a few pieces is typically considered to be a sign of a healthy bowel. And a fun fact, the long, sausage-like shape of poo is due to the shape of the intestines. 5, You should be passing once or twice daily. At a minimum, you should pass stool 3 times a week. And lastly, it should be consistent in its characteristics. A healthy poo varies from person to person. However, you should monitor for any changes in the smell, firmness frequency, or colour of your poo, as it can indicate if there's a problem. Bearing all this in mind, the biggest issue many of you will struggle with is constipation. That is, when you have difficulty going to the toilet or when you pass poo that is hard. And this can be very unpleasant, as constipation usually means bloating and abdominal discomfort. Constipation is usually due to an unhealthy lifestyle, including poor diet and low fiber consumption. Here are my 3 simple pieces of advice to improve your bowel movements and gut health. And for extra support, make sure to check out the show notes. Number 1. Increase your water intake. Your poo requires moisture to be able to move through the digestive tract. So if you're not drinking enough water, it will lead to constipation. And if you're drinking coffee or tea all day long and consuming a lot of alcohol, you're also going to be constipated, as these drinks dehydrate you. Many of my patients don't like plain water, so we end up finding solutions that work for them. You could try warm water, water infused with frozen fruit, or even herbal tea. Start gradual and build up your consumption over time. 2. Increase your fiber, but make sure you do it gradually. If you drastically increase your fiber, you will experience an increase in gas and bloating. So you do need to build it up gradually over the course of the month. Fiber acts as a binding substance to give stool its form. It also stimulates contractions of the bowel, helping food move smoothly through the digestive tract. Fiber comes from foods like fruits, vegetables, beans, and whole grain carbs. Start by adding in a piece of fruit a day, and better still, one containing the skin, such as an apple, as the skin contains insoluble fiber, helping to move everything through your gut. And number 3, add in your daily exercise. This is important, as physical activity helps relieve constipation because it stimulates the nervous system and helps the muscles and nerves in your gut to work better. What I'm saying is it speeds up how quickly the food you've eaten moves through your gut. Just 30 minutes of brisk walking per day will get your bowel moving. So you might be eating well, getting in your daily fiber, drinking water, but still constipated because you're not getting in your daily exercise. That's all for today. So please give us a like and share with others if you're enjoying the content, and make sure to subscribe to the podcast to stay updated. The information provided in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It does not substitute professional medical advice or consultations with healthcare professionals.